Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters Spiritual Talk Healing Dumb Right. Spiritual growth, 12-step indigo meditation, and much, much more. Hosted by Duchess and Jules.
Hello, everyone. This is Duchess, and it's Inside Matters. I love listening to Tarni and Space Soldiers. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I want to thank our Creator for blessing us this Father's Day for another Sunday on Inside Matters. I'm Duchess. Is Jules out there?
Oh, yes, I am. This is Jules, all happy and sunny over here in North Carolina. Jeez, it's hot. It's hot. You step outside and the sweat just comes down your face. Yes, I am out here.
Okay. So what's been going on with your week, Jules? Tell us what's happening, because I got some stuff to tell you.
My week is, it was a very, wow, what is going on in my week? It's been a not judgmental week. That's all I have to say. A lot of people has told me different things, and what has happened is I'm the type of person that likes not people in my business, but I like to ask people their opinions. And when you get too many people's opinions, Duchess, it makes your mind go a little spacey and crazy, and I always wanted to know where the stress factor was in my life, and that is it, the stress. But you will hear more about that when we start talking about our topic, because that's basically what it is, you know, getting laid back and free from, you know, the stress in your life. Also, I was I was talking to my daughter today, and we were talking about bills. And I know that there's people out there that have bills in their life, and their children have come back home from college. I feel that every parent out there should tell their child when they come back from college that they need to get a job. Why? Because you have taken care of your child for 18 to 19 years and still taking care of them through college. They need to get a job, and they need to feel how it is to finance the household that they live in. Why? I say why? Because my water bill went up from $39. $39 to $60 since my two women, yes, they are now women, came home from college. So let's just spit that down to thirds. My third, your third, and their third. You know what I'm saying? Go out there
and get
a job. They are not laying around my house the whole summer. And that's what they did. Went out, signed a job, put gas in my tank, and they do not mind helping their mother out for the summer. So, Inside Matters.
Okay.
That's what the Inside Matters.
Well, I've had a very interesting week, and it evolved into this weekend. I had an opportunity to ride with a very dear friend of mine down to Tennessee, and he needed somebody to jump in the car with him and take this road trip because he wanted to visit his father and his family for Father's Day, because his father is 93 years old. Now, let me tell you, this 93-year-old still drives his own van and takes himself out at 7 o'clock in the morning to go hang out with his friends for breakfast. So this is a sprightly 93-year-old man. Now, some of the interesting sights down here in Tennessee, they have a get and go. You know, G-I-T, get, hyphen N, hyphen go. That's one of the gas stations down here. It's called the Get In Go. I love that. I also needed to, I was walking around looking or driving from here and there. I had my friend driving me around because I'm looking for, let me see, I have somebody that I know that collects shot glasses, and I really want to know if they got a shot glass from Tennessee. Do you know who this person might be, Jill? That I need to know if she has a shot glass from Tennessee. Does she?
I'll look, but even if I do, I want one because you pick out some nice shot glasses, man. I got the one from California, so yes.
The one with the little palm tree and the car sitting inside of it?
Yes, I love that one.
That's the one from California. Okay, I'll see what I can do for you.
Okay.
The other thing that happened to me down here in Tennessee is that, you know, I'm celebrating my 17-year AA anniversary, and I picked up a 17-year AA bronze coin down here in Tennessee, and
wow.
It made me feel just so special when a man at the end of the meeting came over to me and said that, my goodness, in my nine months, I must say that this is the first time I've seen someone pick up a bronze medallion and they had more than 1 year of sobriety. So for me to pick up a 17-year bronze for this young man, it was like I felt so special, you know, for him. So that was one of the things that happened.
That's wonderful.
I can't wait to get to the good. There's a good, exciting part.
I was like, that sounds good to me. But
I know.
More.
My trip has been really phenomenal. The next thing I did was this morning I went to a United Universalist Church. I call them the UU churches. And the Reverend's sermon was phenomenal. I mean, you go to church and he was talking about sexual ethics. Now, I told my friend after we left the service, I said, that was a pretty little risque service that the Reverend was talking about today. But what they do in universal churches, they have what they call story for all ages before they get into the regular sermon for the day. And so that's when they call the children up front when they do the story for all ages first. And their story for all ages was really great because they were talking to the children and they were talking about when you tickle somebody or when you get all rambunctious and, you know, you're wallowing around and floating around all over the place and, roughhousing, he said. And then the person that you're tickling or roughhousing with says, stop. They don't want to do this anymore. He made it clear to them that when someone says stop or no, that means it's no longer fun for the individual that you're doing this with. Because if you continue, that's when it moves into bullying, or now you're being mean. And I thought that was a precious way for him to describe the concept of bullying to the young people in the congregation. Now, the surprise that I have for you, Jules, is this. You remember a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about, I saw a Seneca RV, a Seneca,
mm-hmm.
and I said,
yes.
I really wanted one of these. I got to have one of these. And then the next thing I did was I went online and I looked it up and I saw that it was by Jayco. All right?
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about manifesting this Seneca. Manifesting desires. How do we manifest desires? Quantum physics proves that we can manifest whatever we desire. We know this to be true because of solid laboratory experiences that demonstrate things only exist if and when we actually choose to observe them. So, how do we consciously create our reality and manifest our desires? The process is a combination of inner transformation, towards believing that we have this incredible power and certain actions that we can take on a daily basis, which will bring the things we want into our lives. So where do we start? The first thing we need to do is we need to figure out exactly what you want. Desire. Be clear. If you continually change your mind, the universe gets confused and cannot deliver. If you envision a dark green BMW for 2 whole weeks, but it doesn't appear in your driveway, you become frustrated. Then what you do is you think, well, how about a new Honda Accord instead? It's more affordable. You have just changed your instructions to the universe. Now, it doesn't know what you want, a BMW or the Honda Accord. So you get neither of them. The key is, number one, I saw the Seneca in Leesburg, Virginia, on my way to work one day. And I got goosebumps when I saw this Seneca, this RV sitting over there, and it's like, oh my goodness, I got to have this. So I went home that night from work, and I looked online, and I looked up Seneca, and I saw that this Seneca, amongst other vehicles, were made by Jayco. I learned that Jayco makes these. So after that, everywhere I went online, I saw this advertisement for Jayco. Everywhere. It just blew my mind. Guess what? I'm down here in Tennessee. My friend's brother has a pull-along RV that just came home today. And do you know what it is? It's a J-Flight by Jayco. All right? It is so smooth and it is so cool. Okay, the universe is doing it. It's working it. I got in. He opened it up and gave me the grand tour. So now, in my manifesting, I'm touching and I'm feeling and, I'm looking at it. Now my mind, body, and spirit are all locked into visual touch and excitement, emotion, the emotion of being inside a Jayco RV. I mean, I went into the master bedroom. I went into the bunkhouse. I mean, the sitting area, the full bath, the dining room, the refrigerator inside. It's awesome. The stove. And the art of manifesting is unfolding for me. I mean, the universe is on it. So he just went out and he told me, he said, when you finish with the show, if you want to, just go out there and, you know, rummage around and hang out and sit out there in the RV. So he has a pull along, and it's hooked up to his big, huge monster of a pickup truck. You know, Jayco RV, hey, we on it. So that's where
that
I'm at in Tennessee. Isn't that cool?
Yes,
Isn't that something?
Wonderful. There was
the
a reason why you really went to Tennessee. If you didn't go,
absolutely,
you would not have manifested that in your dream. That's
absolutely
wonderful.
It's sitting right out here in the driveway. It's so cool.
So you can see it every day when you wake up.
Yeah. I mean, I can step out the door right now and step in it. Matter of fact, I should go out there and do the show from the RV. Just sitting there.
That
is
table. Wonderful.
Do the show from there. And it's so cool. So that's what I wanted to share with you. I wanted to share that with you. And I guess before we get into the topic, I guess it's time for us to give a recap of previous shows.
Before we give a recap, Duchess, we need to let the people know that they can call in. They can call in, they can listen, you know, they can, if they don't want to talk, but they need to call in and let us know how their manifestations are starting to unfold for them, just so we know that we are not just talking, because like we always say, you know, what matters to us matters to them, and what matters to them matters to us. But our number is 347-324-3030. And, you know, we would like to hear from the people. We really would like to hear from the people to let us know that what we talk about really matters. Oh, don't forget okay. to push that number one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sounds great. Okay, so to recap, religion versus spirituality, that pops up in our daily life all the time. And that's where we realize that religion is an institution established by man for various reasons. And spirituality is born in a person and developed in a person. So one can be spiritual without being religious. And just because we're religious doesn't necessarily mean we're spiritual. Then we talked about the Indigo children because they are ever-present in our lives, ever-present, and the Indigos and the Indigo adults are highly sensitive beings with a clear sense of self-definition and a strong feeling that they need to make a difference in the world. And they are oftentimes diagnosed as having ADHD, ADD, and OCD. They're diagnosed as being dyslexic and having learning disabilities and being autistic. We talked about the fact that they're being drugged every day in their families and in their communities. And so what begins to happen is as they grow older, they become addicted to other chemicals. And actually, one of the 12-step programs. Now, all of these topics you can find on our website at InsideMattersTalk.com. And you can go to all the past shows. And we talked about the 12-step programs. And we gave an overview. Then we discussed meditation, how to calm yourself and how to sedate yourself naturally through the art of meditation, just relaxing your nerves and the stresses of the day without them being chemically induced. We also talked about the electromagnetic field around our bodies. We talked about the chakras, and our auras, and that was fascinating. Then we talked about awakening divinity, our awakening divinity. That was a cool thing. And what was really wonderful was honoring the ancestors. Everyone likes honoring the ancestors, and many cultures believe that those who have gone before us have a continual and beneficial interest in the affairs of the living. And we look forward to our interaction with them. How about intuition and sensitivity? How to awaken your spiritual gift of clairsentience, clairaudience, claircognizance, and clairvoyance. Clear seeing, that's the clairvoyance. And we talked about why are you here and what do you want? And we introduced the energy of integrity and the bliss of walking your talk. Your inner truth detector is 100% accurate. You know when someone is being deceitful, including when you are deceitful to yourself. So stop lying to yourselves out there. It's time for you to get on the truth bandwagon. And if you want to know the 3 steps to walking your talk, you can go to our website, InsideMattersTalk.com, and listen to the April 21st show. And we talked about quieting the ego mind and shifting our perception to create peace. We discussed the archangels and how to protect ourselves from negative energies. So when we start manifesting our purpose in life, wow, it takes some work. It takes some time. We can really feel like we're getting tired. We can feel overwhelmed. We can, you know, the eliminating the toxins and time-wasting activities in our lives. We feel like, right. Can we do this? Is this something that we can do? But we can do this. We're on a roll here.
That's
and it's fun. Go for it, Jules.
when people start getting tired and they start saying, wow, this is a lot of work. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. I was walking yesterday and my daughter, she didn't want to come with me. And I was like, well, then I'm not going. And then I had to sit down. I had to think to myself, I didn't get to this weight, you know, I didn't get to this weight with her, so why do I have to have her with me to lose the weight? So it does. Mm-hmm. It took a long time to get to where you are today. It's going to take some time to get to where you want to be in the future. So you're going to have to put in the work to get where you want to be. So have the faith. You will get there. Just be dedicated to yourself. Like I just said, don't lie to yourself. If you want to do it, then do it. I have faith in you. You need to have faith in yourself.
I have faith in you, too. I have faith in you. And so have faith in yourself. Okay? We've covered. Yeah. We've given a recap of our previous shows. And so we need to say that when you're an Indigo Scout, you have a big mission to fulfill in your life. I mean, it's huge. But when you find it to be fun, the hugeness of it becomes a grand, fun thing to be involved in. Prior to your incarnation, you consulted with your guides about many aspects of the life you were about to lead. You decided what your life's mission would be. No one else did this but you.
Right.
And then you chose everything supportive for that mission. You and your guides decided your gender, your race, your birth date, who your parents would be, the friends that you would circle yourselves with, and other details in support of your mission. Now, it may not seem this way, but all of this occurred before you had your first breath. As an Indigo or Indigo Scout, your mission entails ushering out the old energy of greed, competition, and dishonesty, and bringing in the new energy of manifestation. Go ahead, Seneca, out there in the driveway. Cooperation and integrity.
Wow.
This is clearly an important and very pivotal job. It is also a huge mission, and you wouldn't have received it if you weren't qualified to fill it. Only really strong Jules.
Huh? I was listening
to say something.
Yes. I was listening to what you have to I was listening to what you were saying, because when you were saying about the sex, the race, you know, your birthday, your parents, it was deep, because you're the one who picked who you was going to be born to. And there's a lot of children out there that are very, very disrespectful to their parents. They always want to hate their parents. They always want to disown their parents. And, you know, you have to tell them, you're the one who picked me. Hold on, my crystal baby's having trouble getting into a seat. But it's like, you picked me. And I don't know if you're trying to say that, you know, they wanted to go through the lessons that they are going through now because they are the ones who picked the parents that they did pick? Or is it the parent that has to go through the lessons of the child? So which one
right.
is which, Betches?
They're both. I mean, the parent, the child and the parent, this lifetime with them is synchronized.
Okay.
It's synchronized. So just because I picked the parent knew they were going to be picked by me. Okay? So the parent already knew that their child, if they were going to be faced with a challenge of having me as their child, they chose that challenge. This is not something that I picked my parent. My parent didn't know I was going to pop in and give them trouble. I become their mission or their list, their personal, you know, we talked about personal missions and global missions, the personal mission of being learning patience, learning forgiveness, learning compassion, learning love, those personal missions. Well, maybe that's the parents' mission. Mine is to give you a hard time, and my parents' mission is to learn compassion. I love my child, but I can't stand my child. So how do I overcome this particular feeling? That's the way I look at it, you know? So
okay,
you and your, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. So only really strong, only real strong souls were approved to enter into life as an Indigo or Indigo Scout. You likely feel or hear your guides nagging you about various aspects of your mission, such as urging you to have a healthy lifestyle. I mean, I am constantly feeling like, when am I going to start eating correctly? When am I going to start doing what my doctors tell me that I need to do so that I can live a longer, healthier life? Read or write a book. You're being nagged to study spiritual healing. All of these things, you're just being drawn to it, but you avoid it. Prior to your birth, you actually requested your guides and angels to help you if you veered from the path. So forgive your guides and angels for nagging you. Uh-huh. Give them a break. They're only doing as you ask them to do. Remember, there's that thing of free will.
Uh-huh.
They don't interfere unless you ask them to. And forgive yourself for not living a perfect life. Watch out for the trap of perfectionism, which often leads to addictive behavior because the person feels frustrated that things aren't perfect. Perfectionists also engage in self-handicapping behavior, such as getting drunk before a school test so that the alcohol can be blamed for the poor test performance. You know, these are the types of things that we do. Nobody expects you to be perfect or to perform your mission perfectly.
I'm feeling you on that one.
I'm trying to think that there's a saying that in AA, we strive towards spiritual perfection. I mean, spiritual
guidance?
Oh, I can't think of it. I'll think of it. I mean,
okay.
It's there. It's like, you know, how it just hangs there in your brain, hangs over your head.
You'll probably think of it when we get off the show.
Probably. That's the way it always happens. We all approach our missions in roundabout ways. The point is to hold the intention of bringing light and love to the world.
Oh.
And learning from the times when you forget that intention. So, once again, we'll talk about affirmations. In a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, say this affirmation. I am willing to forgive myself for what I think I have or have not done. Then you would pause after saying it, allowing every cell in your body to discharge any old self-anger you may have stored in your body. Repeat the affirmation as often as you feel guided to. And you'll get stronger.
That's awesome. That is an awesome affirmation, because that is one thing that we all fail to do, is to forgive. We are always pushed to forgive others. We are always pushed for, you know, the forgiveness of others that have hurt us, but we are never, ever, ever forgiving ourselves for what we have done to ourselves to hurt our bodies, you know, and that is so hard to forgive and let go. That is the hardest thing that you could ever do, and so you're always beating yourself up, your self-esteem is always low, and your self-confidence is always low. And I think that's where we drug, that's where we drink, that's where we overeat, that's where, because we need to hide our sorrows. And that's one thing that happens to me. If I don't forgive myself, that's when I blame the man in that muffin and say, hey, I feel sorry for myself. I need a banana nut muffin. And that's what I go and do. If I walk and get it, then that means it's able to be eaten because I exercised and now I can do it.
Ah, so that's what you do, huh? You walk and go get it. And that's your exercise.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I walk home while I'm eating it. You know, so I'm never losing weight. I'm staying at the same length, the same weight. But I that's what I do. That's what I do.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to get on the ball when I get back up to Virginia, because I've been just doing it down here in Tennessee, because my friend's brother, he is the chef in the house, and oh my goodness!
That's what
he
I say. I got a chef in the house too.
You know, with the home fries, and he just on it. I had home fries, and I don't eat breakfast. Now that's the ticket. I don't eat breakfast when I'm in. I have a cup of coffee, and I have, you know, a little. And then about 12 o'clock, I'm going to eat a little something. Down here, I don't have breakfast. Then I have lunch. Then the wife gave me carte blanche in the whole kitchen, so I can go in there and get anything I want. They had chocolate cheesecake the other night. I was sleeping, but I got up and had some for lunch the next day. Then they had some chocolate cream pie. So I'm going to have to do something, because the addictive mentality is, like, super strong. And I remembered what it is, Jules, when we were talking about. It's progress. We make spiritual progress. We are not perfect. So it's progress, not perfection. And as long as we're progressing slowly but surely, and we don't give up on ourselves, we're making progress, even as we start at baby steps, tiptoeing through. So, how about talking about how strong and sensitive we are?
Oh, man, that's a deep one. That's a deep one for me, Duchess.
But we've emphasized the gifts inherent within, the indigo sensitivity. You have natural abilities to converse with angels. You've got to remember this, to be empathic. Now, empathic means that you feel things very strongly. You sense what's going on. You can walk in the shoes of another person without actually experiencing it yourself. You experience it because you're an empath. And you're compassionate. And to receive divine guidance about your life's purpose. So these are your sensitivities. You are peace-loving and a peace-bringer. Yet, you're also quite strong and getting stronger as you take better care of yourself through healthful diet, exercise, and sleep. You must have a healthy diet, exercise, and sleep. We've got to become well-balanced because as sensitive individuals, we draw a lot of stresses and anxieties, and we bring on feelings of other people, and we take on these feelings and think these feelings are ours if we don't take care of ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Yes. That is so deep.
So those are...
That is deep. I really enjoy you saying that. Why? Because there's a lot of people out there that believe that, and that's something that... okay, wait a minute. That's something that I have, I go through, okay? I don't know if you go through the same thing, Duchess, but that's something that I go through. I take on people's stress. I take on people's anxieties because I feel what they feel. Now, there was a family that needed me, and I felt what they were feeling. And when I felt what they were feeling, it caused me to have a seizure because they were getting ready to get put on the street. And though it was not my problem, I felt it was. Though I did not do anything to make this happen, and this was their second time, I felt it because I did not want to judge that family. Why? Because, you know, it happened to me twice. So who am I to judge what they were going through? But as an empath, I felt their children being placed on the street, and there was someone there to help me, so why can't I help this family? And I'm very sensitive, Duchess. I am very sensitive. I cry all the time,
mm-hmm.
and
I
use everybody, I take everybody's problems, and I ask everybody for help, and I use everybody to give me advice, and, you know, I never think for myself. And my daughter had to put me in my place. She's 19 years old and says, Mommy, this is your house. Make the decision for yourself. Nobody has to live there but you. Nobody has to go through that pain but you. So do what you feel is right. And I looked at her and I said, Fasha, you know what? You're right. And I made a decision all by myself. Hold on, Duchess.
Okay.
I have another caller on the line. Please comment on that for me.
Okay. Well, my only comment was to have you explain to me tell me what your decision turned out to be, because you kind of left us hanging there.
No, I'm back.
Well, you, what was the decision that you made? You left us hanging.
Oh, I'm sorry. I let them move in. We did some hard dates. You have to be out by this date or you got to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you a space to stay in, and I made the decision of letting them come in on the promise that they'll get up, get out on 9 o'clock in the morning, find a job, find a place to live, and they got a month. And that was my decision.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, you know, you've got to have both a strength and sensitivity. Both of these are necessary for your life's mission. And if these are, you know, this is a piece or a part of your mission, the sensitivity has to be there, and you were sensitive enough to open up your home and your heart to them in a compassionate way. But you also have to be strong and firm, and you've got to have boundaries. You've got to have your mission has to have boundaries. A mission without boundaries mean that you're just hanging loose out there doing all kinds of crazy things, and you don't know how to set, when to set the limits. So, sounds good to me. You've got your strength and your sensitivity, and your boundaries have been established. And strength without the sensitivity leads to aimless action. You know, sensitivity without strength creates low self-confidence, but the combination of both makes you unstoppable, Jules. And anyone else out there who feels that they're on their mission but don't want to be taken advantage of. So there are a number of ways to continue building and balancing your gifts or strengths and sensitivity. And so we might want to go through a couple of those and see. You can write them down
mm-hmm.
and hold on to them for the future. Here you go, Jules. You got your little pen so you can write some of these down. Because
yes.
you're doing your strong, sensitive thing here. All right?
All right.
How about avoid negative conversations with yourself and others? This includes gossip, put-downs, and jokes at your own or another's expense. I also want to include sarcasm. Oh, I do not do sarcasm at all.
Oh, my God.
Because many a true word is said in jest. So when people are being sarcastic, sarcasm can be painful and hurtful to another person. No sarcasm. Okay, how about keep your promises to yourself and others? This is one of the fastest routes to high self-esteem. And if you tell somebody you promise that you're going to do something for them and you find that you can't do it, let them know as soon as possible. You know I promised that I would do this, I would meet you for X, Y, and Z, but this is what has come up, and I won't be able to keep this promise to you. I know I promised to pay you that $10 back on Friday. Well, Friday is fast approaching, and I've already been informed by my boss that my paycheck will be late, and I won't be getting it on Friday. I'll be getting it on Saturday. Tell the person, keep your promises to yourself and to others, okay? Exercise daily. That's one that I have to do more of. I've decided that what I'm going to do, easy exercise, but it's very simple but very hard to do because you got to make yourself do it. I'm going to walk out my apartment door, and there's only 3 stories in my building, and I'm on the 2nd story. I'm going to go up to the 3rd story, walk up the steps, come back down, all the way down, all the way down, past my landing, down to the basement landing, back up the stairs before I walk out of my apartment building's door. All right? That's to get these legs some exercise, going up and down stairs. And then after I walk out of the door, I'm going to go walk around the block of my complex. And then after I do this for maybe a couple of days, I'm going to do walk up the stairs in my apartment building, walk out of my door, walk to the next apartment building that's identical to mine, go inside, walk upstairs to the 3rd floor, come back down, walk out, and then walk around my complex until I do all of the building. And I will do this one day at a time. I'm going to do this one day at a time because if I look at doing this to all, you'll see the buildings start with A through M. If I think about doing every single building, I'm gonna get tired just thinking about it. So,
right, and the hardest thing to do, Duchess, is fake or not fake, but trick your mind because the ego will start creeping up in there and say, you know what, I don't need anybody to do this with me. I can do this on my own because, you know, I got friends and we talk about, oh, let's do Zumba Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yes, I did have a friend that said that. We'll do Zumba Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 o'clock and this and that. But then on Wednesday, she had an appointment, and then I had an appointment, and then we both had an appointment. Tell me how many times we did Zumba. One time out of 3 weeks. I'm just like, yes. So if you're going to walk around a lake, 2 miles. I walked 2 miles yesterday around a lake. I pushed this little baby with me, and we just talked to the dogs, and we talked and said hi to the people, and we listened to some music. And we walked that lake. We did it, 2 miles. Now that, I say, was crazy. But she was with me the whole day and didn't complain.
Absolutely. Well, the next thing that we can do for ourselves, now this is so difficult for people to do, to eat consciously. That is, be present and aware as you eat and drink so you can instantly feel how the foods and beverages affect your moods and energy levels. Adjust your diet until you find meals that keep your energy and outlook at happy and healthy levels. Now, come on. How many of us eat consciously? We eat in front of the television set. That's not eating consciously. We eat reading a book. You know, we grab a sandwich and we vacuum in the floor while we're eating and chewing on the sandwich. Eating
we
consciously means
that's walking.
Not if
that's,
you're gonna be not if you're gonna be not if you're gonna be eating. No, we're not talking about you and the muffin, Jules. Okay.
Let's
no,
get
I'm serious
talking about
here.
Back and
we're not talking about
vacuum,
you and the muffin.
Just,
you keep on walking
in.
With the muffin. Keep on walking with the muffin, okay?
Vacuuming. Okay. Sandwich
no.
And
eating consciously
okay.
Is when you sit down with your plate of food, your dinner plate or your breakfast. And you're eating consciously. You put the food in your mouth, and you're chewing it, and you're feeling it in your mouth. You're not sitting at the dining room table having conversation with everybody in the room. You're not sitting there eating your food, and you're watching the TV, and so the food is gone, and you don't even know how it really tasted because you've been watching, you know, like The Good Wife or something.
That's
you know what's
people
going on in The
hungry.
Good Wife.
You know, they're hungry, like, later on in the night because they didn't even know that they really ate some good food because their mind was someplace else.
Right, so they go back
that.
In seconds.
Yes.
And then still not paying attention to how they're eating it, okay? Then it says, adjust your diet until you find meals that keep your energy and outlook at happy and healthy levels. Now, with that, I've watched my friend's brother, it's his older brother. And I watch this man. He lets everybody fix. He cooks. He can cook. Everybody fixes their plates. Now, I don't see him nibbling while he's cooking like some of us do. He's nibbling and tasting this and tasting that while we're cooking. Okay? And then when we sit down, we got this big old plate of food. I watch him. He doesn't nibble while he's eating.
Uh-oh.
And when he sits down with his plate of food, he's got an 8-year-old size plate. We got these big, giant adult plates, and he's sitting there eating the same thing that we're eating, but he has, like, maybe a young child size plate, not a little saucer. So, there's, you know, it's the next size in between there. But we got the giant plate, and he got the little plate. And he's enjoying it, and he allows himself to enjoy his food. And then if he wants more, he'll go and get it. No, what most of us do, we fill up the plate full of food, okay? And then we see the food on the plate, and we know we're full, but we're going to keep on eating until the plate is clean. Whereas if we started out with a small plate and we ate that very consciously, we might be full before we need seconds, okay? So, eating consciously, that is being present and aware as you eat and drink. So you can instantly feel how the foods and beverages affect your moods and energy levels. All right. We talked about the arcs last week. Call upon Archangel Michael regularly to clear your body and living space of any lower energies you may have absorbed. And you do this with intention. You intend the clearing. We have our own sacred prayers from our childhood, or we can just say to our higher power, at this moment I intend that Archangel Michael clears my space and cleanses it of all negative energies and entities. It's just an intention. Nothing huge, nothing, you know, outrageously large, just an intention. And once we intend, we make it so, like they say on Star Trek. We make it so because we have the power to make it so, all right?
People just do not believe that it can be so easy like that. I said people just don't believe that it could be so simply, you know, so easy. Just all they have to do is believe.
And make it, they make it so. And if you really want to get down, you know, take a white light bath. Candlelight, white light bath. Oh, that is so nice. A lot of people don't like to take baths. And I always say, showers are for people who are in a hurry. Baths are for people who really want to take care of themselves and relax. I don't see how anybody can jump in the shower and they call that relaxing now. I can see me getting into a nice, warm bubble bath with maybe some lavender-scented essential oil in it, or you can do some sage oil, maybe about 10 drops of sage oil in there, and some Epsom salt or some sea salt and baking soda. Throw a little bit of bubbles in there, put on a nice white light candle and relax in the tub of water and imagine all of your stresses and your problems, you know, being removed and it's floating in the water and going down the drain. And when you are finished with this white light meditation in the bathtub, then you get up and shower if you feel you've been sitting in quote-unquote dirty water. Then you shower to rinse yourself off and go have a good night's sleep. Now, that's a wonderful way to cleanse yourself of energies on your personal being. Always follow the guidance you receive through repetitive thoughts, feelings, or visions that ask you to improve a situation. There are thoughts that we have all the time. You have thoughts that come to you all the time. I was telling a friend of mine that I don't do guilt. I really don't. If I do something that I feel I'm going to walk around feeling guilty about, I'm going to go to you and immediately apologize for the wrong that I feel that I have done. I'm not walking around feeling guilty for anything that I've done, and I'm not going to do anything that's going to make me feel guilty. I'm not going to do anything intentionally that's going to make me feel guilty, because I'm just not about doing guilt. And as you get more sensitive in your spiritual growth, as you evolve, you realize that you don't wear guilt that fashionable either.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a lot of people like to make you feel guilty. A lot of people do the whole guilt trip on you, you know, and it's really sad, because that's something that I always used to think that was a weak part of me, you know, because I always let into guilt. I always let people make me feel sorry for the decisions that I've made. That's why I'm always the one asking so many people, what do you think? And how do you feel? And what should I do? And, you know, what color should it be? And, you know, does this look right on me? And, you know, there was this one time where I went into a dress store and I had a dress. And, yes, I have a pudge. You know, everybody's got a little pudge. And I had this, I put on this dress, and I could see my stomach poking out. And I'm like, I don't know. This doesn't feel right. And a woman said, if a person's going to talk about you, they're going to talk about you whether you're skinnier or you're fatter. They're going to talk about you anyway. But if you feel good in what you're wearing, then wear it. Just wear it. Step out in it. Because if you notice, you see people outside and they are heavier women and they wear their clothes and they're wearing halter tops and halter dresses and stuff like that. And they look good in what they wear because they're comfortable in their skin. And that's something that I am not. I'm not comfortable in my skin. That's a low confidence, low courage. You know what I'm saying? I went out and I bought a Jeep, you know, and I did not ask anybody if I could buy this Jeep. Do you know, for 2 weeks, I felt so bad about buying this Jeep for myself. I just wanted to take it back. even when I spent $35 on clothes for myself. I could do anything and everything for other people, but that stuff for yourself, it's very, very, very hard. Like, who am I to, like, deserve anything and everything? I always go off the subject, but sometimes I just need to vent.
No, I think you're right on the subject. You're on the subject. This is all part of the subject, strong and sensitive. All a part of the subject. Because you see, what the next thing on our list is never listen to the who, me, voice, which questions your authority or your confidence. Who, me, buy a Jeep? Who, me, wear a dress like that? See? That was your who, me, talking to you. Who, me? Remember we talked about, here I go. I think I know what I'm getting ready to say, and then it just kind of filters out of my brain. But anyway, you have people who are historians. I suppose our president, our current president, said, I'm going to run for president. Who, me? Why don't you run for president? Who, me? Suppose he questioned that. Oh, you're going to rerun for president? Who, me? After what happened the last 4 years that I had you? Who, me? Run again? Suppose he had said that. Okay? So we can't have that who, me voice, which questions your authority or your competence. And then there's the big one that people have a hard time wanting to do. You got to avoid chemicals entirely. If possible, they numb both your strength and your sensitivity. When we use chemicals, we lose sight of our sensitivity. We figure sometimes we can just say anything we want. Just do anything we want. Talk to people any old kind of way we want to. So if possible, leave the chemicals alone. And ask your angels for help with everything. They want to help you with anything that brings you peace, no matter how small or big the request, unless it would violate another person's free will. The angels will always answer every prayer. Instead of judging someone, pray for their health and happiness. You'll both feel better as a result, and taking this more positive route in the relationship, that would be a more powerfully sensitive and strong route to go. So, with today, we were filled with action suggestions instead of the exercise that normally that Jules and I usually say, try this as an assignment after today. No, these are action suggestions. And hopefully they'll help you.
I hope they do. I really do. Because the people out there, they do listen. They are listening. And I hope that, you know, they can call in and say, listen, I've tried, I've done, and this has helped me. And the phone number is 347-324-3030. And we always are open to listen. That's why we had this show. That's why we opened the show, is so that we can hear from you. And, you know, we love to share, but we also like to follow, because we are human and we all have a story to tell. Always.
Yes, we do. But we also have to have our disclaimer, and we have to let everyone know that the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine. And it's not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental, or physical health condition or treatment. So, as we get closer to the close of our show, Ms. Jules,
yes, let's have a card pull. Please, please, please.
Angel?
Whatever one you put your hand on, that's the one we're going to pull.
Okay. How about an angel card? And the card for the angels, that the angels want to send a message to you today, the ideas and inspiration. That sounds like a wonderful card.
Yes.
Ideas and inspiration. The card's meaning is pay attention to new thoughts and ideas that come to you. They are seeds of magnificence, co-creations with God. God speaks to you through your thoughts, and this card shows that the angels want you to notice and follow the ideas you have recently received. These thoughts are answers to your prayers for guidance, so please don't discount them as mere imagination. By drawing this card, the angels seek to give you confidence that you are just as capable of receiving wonderful ideas as any other child of God. That is because all wonderful ideas originate from the one divine mind of your Creator. Since your Creator is omnipresent, meaning everywhere, God is within you. So your Creator's mind continuously expresses new thoughts and ideas right inside of your own mind. I think what I'd like to do is I like to get a note from the universe. That's one of my favorites. This is Notes from the Universe, and it's New Perspectives from an Old Friend. And it's very short and sweet. Don't let those who aren't in tune with you distract you from those who are. Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let those who aren't in tune with you distract you from those who are. So, Miss Jewels.
Yes, Duchess.
That's about it for Inside Matters today.
That was
it's
everything
been wonderful.
And more. It has
Thank
been.
You.
It has been.
It's been
My
a beautiful,
baby
beautiful
is
experience
now hungry.
I think I am too.
Okay, okay. This is wonderful. I mean, we do have listeners out there, and we appreciate all of you who listen to Inside Matters. We couldn't have it without you. So keep on listening to Duchess and Jewel.
And happy,
we love you all.
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. As we close the show, let me give you some centering thoughts. Hopefully, they'll come through to you. So, repeat after me as we close the show. Here you go, your centering thoughts for the week. Balance. Balance is my true nature. My mind and body are in perfect sync. I trust the wisdom of my body. I flow in rhythm with my mind and body. I am perfection. I am healthy. I am strong. I am a radiant spiritual being. My body is a magnificent vehicle that connects me to spirit. With awareness, I create healthy habits. My outer world reflects my inner world. Fat chicken. Ananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. This is Duchess, signing out. Have a blessed week.
This is Jules.